I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says the delayed agriculture census report will now be released in April. Joe Parsons, the Ag Statistics Board chair, says the long government shutdown meant the data crunchers weren't there to do the job of compiling all the information.
To really focus on getting caught up on these reports that we've missed. There'll be a lot of products from the agricultural census, and it really serves as a baseline, you know, down to the county level. It illustrates the changing structure of U.S. agriculture across time. So, you know, it's something that has a good long shelf life, so we want to make sure that we put out the very best product possible.
Bill Meyer, director of the National Agriculture Statistics Service Mountain Region, says getting the best information is more important for Colorado than getting the report out fast.
You know, it really helps the agricultural community to have great numbers in the census since it's used so much. It's good for rural Colorado and rural America, really.
The census is a complete count of all the U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them. The National Agricultural Statistics Service said, assuming funding remains available, that is, there's not another government shutdown, it will release the 2017 census at noon on April 11th. The report was originally set to be unveiled at the USDA's annual Agricultural Outlook Forum February 21st.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.